Morning, everyone. Morning. Sorry, that cut off fairly abruptly there. Did you know that Jesus was a Texan? Well, I don't know. But, anyway, right, I'm just going to try something. Oh, that was interesting. That got a lot more than I was expecting. Yes, I love being called Boss, but I prefer being called Your Vicarliness, if
sorry,
that's okay.
Sorry, Vicarliness.
Now, Gary, we've got lots of lovely guests here today, and we haven't even got the drinks table out yet. So would you mind doing that for me?
Certainly, Your Vicarliness.
Thank you very much. It's very hard to get the staff these days. Just move back out the way.
There you go, Vicarliness.
Thank you very much. Perfect. Great. Now, this sermon comes with a bit of a health warning. There could be scenes of a disturbing nature from the start and throughout if you find the thought of a blind man trying to pour various liquids into cups disturbing, which you very well might. Right, I'm going to put that there. Move those to there. Here we go. This is going to be exciting, isn't it? You're going to be very, very nervous about this. The table's slightly thinner than I was anticipating, in all honesty. So anyway. And move that one to there. This is good. Yeah. Gary just said it's like being at SeaWorld. I'm going to take that as a compliment. Great. Well, I don't know about you, but all of this lovely liquid here, for the people listening on the website later, we've got a lovely jug of water, we've got some fizzy orange, and we've got some cola. Makes you feel a bit thirsty, doesn't it? Now, Jesus, in our story today, was incredibly thirsty. It was the middle of the day, it was baking hot, the sun was beating down, and he was in the middle of nowhere. The good news was that there was a well. The bad news was he didn't have a bucket, so he couldn't get to any of the water. Thankfully, at that moment, a woman came along, and she did have a bucket. And Jesus said to her, "Any chance you could give me something to drink?" Now, the lady was a bit startled by this. Because in those days, well, it just wasn't very usual for a man to speak to a woman that he didn't know. It wasn't very usual for someone from where Jesus was from to talk to someone from where this lady was from. And it wasn't very usual for someone who was a respected teacher, like Jesus, to talk to someone whose life had been, well, let's just say, a bit more interesting. So she was a bit shocked. And she said, "Sorry, you want me to give you a drink?" And Jesus said, rather confusingly, "Well, actually, if you knew who I was, you'd ask me to give you a drink." Now, at this point, the lady is completely confused because Jesus has just asked her for a drink and she's the one with a bucket. So what on earth is he talking about? Well, as so often with Jesus, what he's doing is he's using the things around him to paint a picture of something that he's trying to say. He does this all the time. Whenever you hear Jesus talking about like bread or grapes or a gate or any of that, they're all there around him and he's pointing to them, but he's making a deeper spiritual point. And so he says to this lady, "I would give you living water." Let's just pour some water here, shall we? Here's the first bit of fun. He said, "I would give you living water." That's good. Now, the lady was just bemused by this. But the living water that Jesus was talking about was not actual water. In fact, we're told later on in John's Gospel that whenever Jesus talks about living water, he's talking about the Holy Spirit. Now, you see, Jesus knew this lady. He knew that she was sad. He knew that she was lonely. That's why she was at the well in the middle of the day. Everyone else had rejected her. And he knew that, for right or for wrong, she was ashamed of some of the things in her past. She was sad, lonely, and ashamed. And Jesus knew that the only thing that could restore her, that could replenish and refresh and revive her, was the living water of the Holy Spirit. You see, that's what the Holy Spirit does. It refreshes us, cleanses us, purifies us, renews, revives us. And that goes for all of us. You see, all of us are thirsty. We don't all know it, but we're all thirsty to live a life that is meaningful and fulfilled. And in the end, the only thing that helps us to live a life like that is being filled with God's Holy Spirit. God's Holy Spirit, which offers us acceptance, forgiveness, salvation. But you see, in life, we often try and quench our thirst for meaning by chasing after other things which just look a bit snazzier and jazzier. Things like, maybe power and popularity. And we drink from those things. Nice. Or maybe we chase after things like money or possessions. Definitely going to make sure I put these lids back on properly. And they taste pretty good as well. Although, I'll be honest, the combination of the two drinks is slightly odd. But we chase after these things and they taste great and we think they're going to quench our thirst. But the problem is, actually, in the end, these kind of drinks, they don't actually quench our thirst. We're still thirsty after we drink these kinds of, you know, fizzy orange cola, whatever. And they're not very good for us. I mean, have you seen what happens if you put a tooth in a glass of Coke overnight? It is, I mean, why do we drink this stuff? And it's a bit like those other things that we chase after in life. Money, possessions, popularity, power. All those things, they still leave us thirsty. And in the end, they're not very good for us. So, Jesus offers us his Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit, which offers us meaning and fulfillment. A chance to start afresh. Renewal, replenishment, rejuvenation. And then, the even better news is that as God fills us up with his Holy Spirit, with things like love and joy and peace and patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, all those things which actually lead to a better life for ourselves, we get filled and we get filled and we get filled and we get filled so much it overflows out of us and it starts affecting the people all around us too. This is the good news about God's Holy Spirit. It's great for us, but it's great for the people around us as well. And you know, this lady who Jesus was talking to, as they chatted, she received the Holy Spirit, and it changed everything for her. And she ran down into the town and told everyone about Jesus. And so it changed things for her, but it changed things for her community as well. And that's what Jesus offers to all of us, that we can be filled with his Spirit and it will offer meaning and fulfillment in our lives and also be part of changing our communities for the better. And so, in a minute now, we're going to pray. And we're going to pray that God would fill us with his Holy Spirit. And you can ask God to fill you with his Holy Spirit, whether you've done that lots of times before or whether you've never done that before. And we're not going to do this with any hype or music or razzmatazz. We're just quietly going to ask God to fill us with his Holy Spirit, to fill us with his acceptance, forgiveness, salvation, to fill us with love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, all those other things. And then we're going to go and seek to live in the world around us filled with God's Spirit, just as the woman at the well did. So let's pray. And if you want to, actually, we can do what you did a bit earlier. If you want to make a physical gesture of accepting the filling of God's Holy Spirit, you can hold your hands out in front of you like we did in the prayer that Anke led earlier. And I'm going to pray. And I'm going to leave some space and quiet in these prayers. Lord God, thank you for the gift of your living water, your Holy Spirit. We pray today that you would fill us with your Spirit. Thank you that you offer acceptance, forgiveness, of salvation. Fill us with your love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. And Lord, may we overflow so that your love impacts those people around us, our friends, our family, our colleagues, and those in our community. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we're going to keep praying. Kerry's going to keep praying through some of those things in a bit more depth. But before she does that,
thank you, Vicarin.
If you wouldn't mind popping that back for me, Gary, that would be great. I know. That's why I got you to do it, not me. Yeah. Thanks. Maybe you can get the staff after all. Kerry, over to you.